And then she ran. And she ran, trying to run through the cloud. When she ran through, she hit the cloud, she bounced and she fell back. That would have made a very good cartoon movie. All it was just a cloud. Yet that cloud could protect, and it was so tangible. It was a supernatural cloud. And that's what the wings of the Almighty are like. It says here in verse 4, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. Now that is a beautiful illustration. Because when we think about the cloud and the fire of God, we think that it burns us. No, my friends. When you walk with God and are holy, it nourishes you. For us, the feathers are soft and nice. You see, if God were to cover you with a shield of diamond, you feel the cold and the hardness. But God's covering on our life is so comfortable, yet so strong. Just like nature's creation, the spider's web. It looks so fragile. But my friends, they are trying to tap on that the chemical in the spider's web. Because when that web, although if it's by itself, it can easily be broken by us with one finger. When that spider's web is taken like silk from the silkworm and made into a piece of clothing, a bullet couldn't go through. That is why scientists are trying to duplicate what God made in the spider. And they haven't got all of it yet. They have found some chemicals and some special substance, but there's still a few things for them to tie up. So we realize, for God, for men, when they make, the stronger men make something, the colder it is. And the tougher, it's tough for the user and tough for the person who gets it. But when God makes something powerful, it's comfortable for the receiver. Like feathers, we could rest in it. And as we mentioned in the book of Numbers, there's preservation, and you read about preservation in this book. Psalms chapter 90, right on to Psalms 106, is the fourth book. And in this book, you will read about preservation. You read about healing. All those things that they need in the book of Numbers are found here. And of course, their disobedience are mentioned here and there too. Look at Psalms 103. It says here, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. Now, that's important in the book of Numbers. And we all remember, of course, the book of Psalms 91 also says, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, and it shall not come near you. There were thousands of people dying, but in the plague and the judgment of God. But those who trust the Lord, it will not come near them. See how powerful it applies to the book of Numbers. This is book 4. It's a poetical book of Numbers. Then we move to book 5, which is Psalms 107, right on to the last book, last chapter, which is 150. And Psalms 107 to Psalms 150 consists of what we call the fifth and the last book of Psalms. Now, this fifth and last book of Psalms has some of the most powerful revelations of God. Again, your Bible knowledge is important for interpretation of Psalms. You see, in the book of Deuteronomy, as we have studied before, the book of Deuteronomy tells you hidden things that they don't tell you in the other four books. The book of Deuteronomy tells you how much God loved the Israelites. Love is emphasized. The book of Deuteronomy talks about the tenderness of God. In other words, the book of Deuteronomy talks about the inner things of God that the other four books did not cover. When we were teaching, now if you rehear the tape on Deuteronomy, you will notice I mentioned those things. Now with that knowledge, you bring it to the book of Psalms, chapter the fifth book of the book of Psalms. You understand that the fifth book of Psalms reveal the attributes of God. The attributes of God. All the hidden attributes of God. You have to know God more. The last book of Psalms has a lot of things hidden inside. Powerful attributes. Which, as revealed in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Pentateuch, so revealed in the book of Psalms, the fifth book of the book of Psalms. And I will point just to a few examples. One of the most obvious are like Psalms 119. Psalms 119 is a psalm about the Word of God. You see, the, among the attributes of God that we need to understand is this. The book of Psalms, the book 5 of the book of Psalms, emphasizes the things and the attributes of God that are so much a part of Him. And if you read it carefully, looking for the attributes of God, it will help you to your greatest Christian goal and the goal of all Christians, to be like God and be like Jesus. And one of the things here you notice in Psalms 119 is how much God is treasures His own Word and is a person who goes by His Word, and how much He and His Word are one. What He says is what He is, and what He is what He says. And that's why Psalms 119 is a whole psalm that speaks about God's Word. For 100 over verses, 160 over verses, David, supposedly the author, every verse says something about God's Word. Can you imagine that? Every verse speaks about God's Word. In Psalms 119 verse 1, blessed are the undefined the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Then in verse 2, the law of God is called the testimonies of God. And then in verse 3, the laws of God are called the ways of God. In verse 4, the laws of God are called the precepts of God. In verse 5, the laws of God are called the statutes of God. In verse 6, the laws or the word of God is called the commandments of God. In verse 7, the word of God is called the judgments of God. In verse 8, the words of God are called the statutes of God. Now, each word is powerful and meaningful. Because a statue of God is talking about a certain area of judgment or application in different areas. Each word is a whole teaching in itself. And then in verse 9, the word of God is called the word of God over there in verse 9. In verse 10, the word of God is now called again the commandments of God. Then verse 11, it goes back to the word, goes to statutes, goes to judgment again. And not only that, it tells you what it does. It tells you what the word of God does to us. And how it can, again, it can make us more like Him. And most of all, it reveals His innermost nature. That in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. That Jesus is perfectly the Word. If I could put it in a very rough colloquial way, every cell in our body is a cell. Every quote unquote cell in God is the Word. That's how much of the Word is Him, and He is the Word. He's the immutable Word. In the beginning was the Word. Before anything ever existed, it was God, the Word. So the last book of Psalms emphasizes the attributes of God. Let me give you another one. In the book of Psalms, for example, Psalms 136. It talks about an attribute that earlier mentioned. But now, it tells you what the mercy of God can do. Because one of the attributes of God is that He is the Word. The other attribute of God, He is mercy. We're not talking about He has the Word or He speaks the Word. He is the Word. We're not talking that He has mercy. We are talking about He is mercy. We're talking about His attributes now. When we talk about human beings, we talk about having power. When we talk about God, we say He is power. So He is the very attribute of it. In Psalms 136, it tells you the mercy of God about all those things that the mercy of God does. Every verse there mentions the mercy of God, a tremendous attribute. Then in Psalms 139, a favorite one with many, it's a special poetry psalm that is divided into four sections. Each section has six verses. And every six verses talk about something. The first six verses of Psalms 139 talk about the omniscience of God. All-knowing God, the God who knows all things. The omniscient, there's nothing that He doesn't know. Then, the next six verses from verse 7 right on to verse 12 talk about the omnipresence of God. Anywhere you go, everywhere you are, He is there. You cannot run from Him. It says, verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand is there. What is it talking about? The omnipresence of God. As I said, book 5 of the Psalms talks about the book of Deuteronomy, the hidden things of God. Talks about the attributes of God. Now it talks about omnipresence of God. The third group of six verses is from verse 13 right on to verse 18. And you read very carefully. It says, for you have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What is that? The omnipotence of God. And these things are seldom ever taught anywhere else in the Bible. Omniscience. Omnipresence, omnipotence. These big things that we seldom have a song about that. Imagine having singing a song. O thou art omniscient, O thou art omnipresent, O thou art omnipotent, and we are all just potent. Praise God. We realize that these special attributes of God are so beautifully brought forth, something that a historical record will find it difficult. Do you know that the highest thoughts of men are all poetic? What are all the famous sayings you remember? Aren't they the sayings that sound a little poetic? Most of us have a motto, a goal, or something. When you start off in life, even in school days, you would have, right? Don't the highest thoughts and the highest conceptions of man are all poetic? Why are they poetic? Because truth is harmonious. Lies and untruth are always discords. The best musics are all harmonious. Truth is a form of music. It's the harmony of principles and thoughts and precepts. And that is why only through this kind of psalms can God convey to us the highest perceptions and the highest precepts possible that a historical record cannot convey. A historical record can only convey applications, methodology. Now, of course, we understand methods can only be conveyed easily through historical records.